Good morning. Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Cindy. I am a supervisor. How can I help you?
Hi, Cindy. Yeah, I'm calling about an account that we have with you under Myusa Pearls or something like that. My wife did not, if she ordered it, she didn't mean to order it. And I want credit back for two payments now. Every 2 weeks, we're paying $59.89, and we've not gotten anything. Anyway, so it just
your wife's to get. Your wife's name is Susan Olson.
Correct.
Okay, and can you verify the address for me, please?
400 Sea Meadow Drive, Portsmouth, Rhode Island 02871.
Okay, now I have a different address.
Well, I don't know why, but that's our address.
14 Walnut Street.
Nope. Yep. This, she did buy a mixer for a, no, she didn't buy the mixer. She was going to buy a mixer for a wedding present, but they already had it, so she didn't get it. I don't know where Walnut, is it under Susan or under
Susan Olson, 14 Walnut Street. Who lives at 14 Walnut Street?
I have no idea. What town?
Let's see. It's in Warren, Pennsylvania.
No way. That's nothing. We live in Rhode Island. We would have nothing to do with
Pennsylvania. You know, this might be the wrong account then. What's the last four digits of the card number that was billed?
0061.
No, this is the wrong account. The representative that transferred the call over transferred the wrong account and cancel the wrong account. Mm-mm.
Well, could you please look up my account or my wife's account and cancel it all?
Okay, your wife's name is Susan Olson, O-L-S-O-N?
Correct.
Okay, one moment. Allow me to place you on a brief hold, if you don't mind. One moment.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so I'm pulling up a different system. And then can I have the first six digits of the card number, the last four?
The last four of the credit card number?
The first six and the last four, please.
I don't usually give that over the phone.
I mean, that's fine. What's your wife's? You say your wife's name is Susan Olson?
Correct.
O-L-S-O-N?
Correct.
Okay.
I can tell you what kind of card.
Well, I'm just trying not to pull up the same account. What's her email address, please?
It's S. Olson Sales.
S. Olson Sales.
Right. So it's S. O. L. S. O. N. S. A. I. L. at Comcast.net.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. I have S. Olson. Sale. Is it sale or sales?
No. Susan S. Olson Sale.
Okay. S-O-L-S-O-N-S-A-I-L at Comcast.net.
Correct.
Okay. Wasn't able to locate an account. Hold on for a second. Okay. One moment. Okay, so I'll take the email address out. And let's see. Okay, so I'm going to try to locate the account by the phone number you're calling in from. And that pulled up Larry. Is your name Larry?
Yeah.
Okay, so listen.
It won't be on the phone. It'll be on my wife's cell phone.
Larry, W-I-E-L-G-O-S. Okay.
Correct.
One moment.
Wow, you're good. How'd you get all that information?
Well, that's why we have to verify information for security purposes. And when you provided me with that address, it's totally different than what we had on the account. So to rule this Susan Olsen out, I asked for the last four digits of the card number. The card number you provide is totally different. So the representative that transferred the call to me, they canceled the wrong account. Hold on for one moment. Okay, so yes, this is 400 C Meadow Drive, Portsmouth, Rhode Island, 02871. Okay, the phone number you're calling in from, this is your wife's cell number, you said?
Well, no, the number I'm calling is my cell phone.
Okay, so now how happened
So,
the account was in your name?
well, the card's in my name, probably. Yeah, the
Okay.
card's in my name.
Okay, so your wife, hold on for a second. So it looks like she
People who
completed
are
the
married,
survey or
yes.
entered the contest for the Dyson vacuum cleaner. And then it also signed her up for a meal plan app. Hold on for one moment.
I guarantee you she would not, she doesn't even cook. I do all the cooking in the house.
I understand, but she might not have been aware that with her completing a survey and entering a contest, this is something in addition that it signed her up for. But it was disclosed in the terms and conditions. That's the only way she would have known.
Well, wouldn't she have gotten something in the mail or by
Not
SMS or something?
necessarily.
You
Let
just pay every 2 weeks, $59.99.
me exit out of this. Oh, shoot. Hold on. Let's see. Now, let me check and see how often. I don't think it's every 2 weeks. One moment.
Well, I got a charge from May 2nd and May 16th. But it doesn't matter. I don't want it anyway.
One moment. Well, the call was transferred to the fraud department. It's not fraud.
Call was transferred to the fire department.
Fraud. FRAUD. Fraud.
I don't know what that is. What do you
Fraud.
mean?
FRAUD. Fraud.
Fraud department. I see.
Right.
Okay. And I've had problems in Texas with fraud before, with the SBA and
Right.
company cards.
I can cancel out the account and provide you with the refund for the most recent charge because it's not fraud.
Well, there are two charges on there. I want them both gone.
I'm only
Now I'll
able
go
to
to my
provide you
bank and
with,
I'll find.
okay. That's fine. We'll have to update the information. I'll make a notation. You'll dispute it with your bank. Your bank will provide you with a temporary credit pending the investigation, but it's clearly that all the information we have on the account is your and your wife's information. You stated that she was going to order a Dyson vacuum cleaner, but then realized somebody had one. But this isn't fraud.
No, she wasn't ordering a vacuum cleaner. I think it was a mixer for the wedding, but
Okay.
I
This
don't
isn't.
know. I'll
Yeah.
talk
This
to her about it again, but.
but this is clearly it's not fraud. All the information on the account is your it's in your name, you say, because it's your card, but it's your address, your wife's cell number, and the email address is your email address though.
Mine?
Well, it's LWIELGOS
No, just.
at Comcast.net.
Yeah. Huh.
So again, I'm able to refund the most recent charge as a courtesy.
All right, we'll go from there. Thank you for your help.
You're welcome and thank you for calling customer care. You want to allow 3 to 5 business days for
And
processing
what's
of
your
that
name
credit.
again?
Oh, my name is Cindy.
Thank you, Cindy. Have a good day.
You too, and thank you for calling customer care.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.